between Jeff West and Holton in their rematch at second time through now, the Mid-7 League schedule. Welcome back with studio engineer Chan Slink. I'm Justin Bluke, joined by John Holliday, and on the Holton Channel video crew tonight is Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy. With the Jeff West boys come in, still searching for their first win of the season under first-year head coach Joe Smith. The Tigers are 0-11 on the season. They were only able to play one game in their midseason tournament and then had to forfeit the final couple games of that tournament as they had some health issues and COVID going through the team. But the positive for the Jeff West boys is that they've gotten younger. And during that time when they had a lot of players out quarantined and with COVID, gave some younger players some opportunities, and those guys have stepped up. Jeff West coming off just a 10-point loss, 44-34 last week against Perry-Lecompton. So hoping to get the ship righted a bit here for Jeff West coming into tonight. It's a team that had 9 seniors on their roster a year ago, 6 seniors the year before that, so no really returning varsity players with much seasoning or experience for the Tigers coming into this season, and it has been a bit of a struggle. For the Holton boys, they are 8-5 on the campaign under the direction of fourth-year head coach Connor Bouchard. Holton 8-5, got a couple wins last week against Riverside and Chapman after going just 1-2 in their Tonganoxie midseason tournament. The Cats have been a bit streaky, and here lately it's been quick, hot starts. They were ahead of Riverside 12-0, but had to fight and claw in the second half of that game and then jumped ahead 16-4 in the first quarter against Chapman on Friday night, but trailed Chapman in the third quarter of that game. So two teams that are obviously different record-wise, and Holton expected to win this one, Coach, but two teams that I feel like both come in kind of trying to figure a few things out and kind of piece some things together here to get ready for this second half of the season.
Well, the thing that's scary for this Jeff West team, you know, we're kind of in the same boat when Holton played Riverside a couple last week, but Riverside hadn't had a great season going in, and Holton got off, blew them out, and we thought we was going to have a short night and a running clock, and all of a sudden Riverside claws their way back in, and if you're Holton, you really got to be concerned about Jeff West fighting, scratching, clawing, trying to get off his knife, that zero on the left side of the column, and so that's something that Holton's got to be concerned about. They need to play, you know, a complete basketball game, and you got Jeff West, who obviously looking for daylight. You know, anything they can find positive to build on. It sounds like they're starting to play some competitive basketball. So we'll see if they've improved. It's just the way things are when you have to only get one game in your mid-season tournament because of COVID and everything else that's going on. It makes it kind of tough for them. We'll see if they can bounce back and go on tonight.
Jeff West will start one senior. They will start 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores here tonight under their first-year head coach, Joe Smith. And you might recognize that name. He's a first-year head coach, but in Topeka, he played for the Washburn Ichabod basketball team and had a good career for Washburn. So it's Holton and Jeff West. We owe you a timeout here on the pregame show. We'll come back at the starting lineup to get set for the quoted contest. Jeff West and Holton next here on the Holton Channel at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups. It's Holton and Chap West boys varsity basketball. The Tigers are 0-11, and Holton comes in 8-5. Told you Jeff West starting some young guys tonight. These are the starters for the Tigers here this evening. They include just one senior, Devin Watkins, a couple sophomores, Gage Galley, and also sophomore Caleb Morse, and two freshmen starting for Jeff West, Connor Reich and Tucker Holthau, both freshmen as well. For the Holton Wildcats, it'll be their same starters here as normal tonight. Here's a 6-foot junior in the backcourt with 6'1 senior Jalen Turner and 6'2 junior Tyson Snyder. Also for the Cats, Jake Seller, a 6'1 senior, and Jace Boswell, a 6'2 junior for the Wildcats and coach Connor Bouchard. Holton is led by Matt Lears with 14 points per game, Tyson Snyder 12 a game, and Jalen Turner 10 an outing. So three guys for Holton averaging in double digits. Quick start for the Cats the last couple times out. They've been able to get wins, but haven't been able to be as consistent as the quick start. And against a young Jeff West team, I'm sure Holton hoping to start quick here tonight, but these Tigers have shown some promise. The youngsters have been competing, and that's been pushing some of the upperclassmen a little bit as well. So we'll see how this game shakes out here tonight, Coach.
Well, Coach Smith, Jeff West is going to start two freshmen. He obviously sees something in them that he likes for his future. Wants to get them some exposure, and hopefully they make some improvements. And maybe he's making their team better. But if you're going to start freshmen in the Big 7, they better be ready to come play because nobody's going to take it easy on them. They're going to have to show up and get the job done.
And we're streaming online with the video of this broadcast on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Click listen live here on KNCA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha. Holton will go right to left. It'll be Devin Watkins and Tyson Snyder to jump. Holton wins the tip. And Jeff West is man-to-man defensively. Here's Will set it up. Tightly defended by Tucker Holthout into the lane. The ball knocked free, but Lears has it back. Now Turner out to Snyder. Quick ball movement here by the Caps. Seller sets the screen. Lears brings it left. Snyder fakes on the triple. Turner tries to cut into the lane in the near corner. It's a three. It's Zeller, and it's rounded no good. Rebounded by Connor Reich for the Tigers.
Pretty good possession by Holden. You know, we talked several times. Ball didn't stick. Had a wide-open look by Jake at the three-point line. Let's see what Jeff West comes with, the 1-4 high set.
About a 30-second possession, though, and I feel like the Tigers defended pretty well, you know, didn't give up anything easy, really.
Extremely well. Got the help. Shut down. Matt Lear's going to the rim. Lock his shot.
Watkins to Galley. He nearly lost the handle. He's on the deck, able to scoot the ball to Connor. Now it's picked up as the Tigers committed a turnover in transition. Here's Snyder attacking left side, and it's knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Holton. We've played a minute and 9 seconds. Still no score. Holton underneath their own basket here is checking on everyone.
I think it's Will Tucky's jersey. I think it's short, maybe. Not very tall, kid, but he had his shorts rolled. That's a no-no.
Jalen Turner was the king of the winter royalty between games tonight here in Holton. He lost the handle on this drive as both teams now with one turnover. Putting on the brakes is Galley looking for a cutter. And he finds one going to the basket, but the shot missed by Caleb Morris, rebounded by Jace Boswell. Jalen Turner transferred from Topeka Seaman, so his first year with the Holton Wildcats. And to be crowned Winter Royalty Homecoming King, I would say in your first year with the school, says a lot about the kind of kid and character Jalen Turner.
No question. He's come in, stops himself, fits right in the whole community.
There's Snyder driving, missing. Boswell rebounding, trying to keep his pivot foot, now uses his dribble. This one crawls in over the front of the rim, and Boswell has a chance for the three-point play. First point of the night coming with 6:04 to go. And good to see Boswell being physical and aggressive and going back up with that shot down on the low block.
That's extremely strong. We've talked about that before earlier this year, too. I'd like to see him finish more plays as he did on that one.
Up the and one as well as the ball hits the back iron and drops through. 3-0 Wildcats on the putback by Boswell. Up West on the attack now. This is Tucker Holtown. Near side to Morris. O'Connor Reich has it, and it's stolen away by Jake Zeller. Second takeaway for the Holton defense. Zeller coast to coast, puts it home, and he got fouled, but they're going to wipe off the basket. Say the foul was on the floor. Great take there. Zeller going coast to coast, but will not be rewarded with points.
But a good hedgy play, tough play, gutsy play.
I was on Caleb Morris again, and that's the second. Both fouls in this game against Morris. Now Zeller gets fouled, trying to get the inbound pass. He's fouled by Devin Watkins. Watkins is one of really just two guys back that have even suited up for a varsity game for Jeff West prior to this season. When you got 9 seniors on your roster, that seems much in the cup for the following year.
That's true statement.
He just makes the three. Then it's a Snyder who shoots the three, and it's in and out. Rebound tipped by Turner, but into the hands of the Tigers. Old Towns has it, and now Reich will run the point here for the Cats.
Yes, he's one of the freshmen.
Is that correct? You are correct. He's the smallest guy out there for sure,
isn't he? He looks the part.
Out the dribble now is Galley. Oswell out to defend him as Holton is man-to-man. 3 minutes in, leading 3-0 to the Wildcats. From Morris, who stays out there with 2 personal fouls, to Watkins. Now a whistle away from the ball, and it's a charge called against Jeff West. A charge on Devin Watkins. He wants an explanation. So 4 fouls on Jeff West and Morris and Watkins. Excuse me, just the 3rd foul, but Watkins picked up that one after Morris got the... No, I was right. Yeah, 4 fouls. Yeah, Devin Watkins has 2 fouls. Caleb Morris has 2 fouls. Right. Goes to their bench.
Yeah, Watkins for an illegal screen. He obviously wasn't set.
Here's steal by Jeff West. They do come away with it. As a steal by Devin Watkins. Both guys stay in for Jeff West with 2 fouls just a few minutes into this game. And there's a 3-point basket. It's good to tie us up. Cage Galley knocks in the triple for the Tigers.
talked about some bets earlier in the year. Didn't look like a team that only won three games. They came in here and won. Nice play.
Lears from Turner. Matt Lears finishes Holton up by two again. Full court pressure here by Holton. Tigers break it. Midway point of the first quarter. Driving and a jump ball as Turner able to tie up Devin Watkins. So Watkins and Morse are out there with 2 fouls each for Jeff West. Holton has gone to their bench. 5'9 junior Ashton Strick at a guard spot. 6'2 junior Kobe Black at a forward position. That's it for Coach Bouchard. Ball inbounded to Morse. He's double teamed, and this is a tie up, and the ball will now go to the Wildcats. Third, Jeff West turnover. Jeff West won the girls' game 47-22. Holton trying to complete the sweep as they did in Meriden back in early December. Lears attacked the glass left side but missed this shot. Rebound by Morris. And then a jump ball again. Boy, Matt Lears right there. Holton's going to have, no, it'll be Jeff West basketball, but look at being pretty aggressive, getting a lot of tie-ups to your defenses.
They are, and that's just Jeff West brings the ball down low, and well, you got to rip through. It said don't rip through the soft spot. Jeff West turns the ball over there.
Turner steps in front of the pass to steal it. Ahead to Schrick in transition. Back to Jalen, to Kobe. Now Lears takes the three, top of the key. Holton by two with the basketball against the Tiger man-to-man. Lears a little step-back three over Galley. It's off the back iron, but rebounded by Kobe Black. Now Lears drives, right side layup. Count it, plus one. As Holton has more second chance points, and it's Lears with an and one opportunity.
I believe that's number three on Taylor Mosier.
You are correct. So that will bring Hunter Mosier into the game, a sophomore, but not replacing Morse. So Morse stays out there with 3 fouls. Free throw good for Lears. So Holton's completed a pair of 3-point plays. Lears and Boswell have the 8 Wildcat points, and they're ahead by 5. We're staying in. It's Watkins that went out. I don't know if I've ever seen a kid pick up 3 fouls in a game midway through the first quarter and stay in.
Stay in.
Might be a first for me. I don't know what that says.
You really need him on the floor. You got to have him on the floor.
Left-handed shot missed here by Tucker Holthouse for the Tigers. Now Snyder just checked back in. Slow it up.
Jeff West did a great job in transition that time. Hold the quick, fast, and the luck. Check takes it to the rim.
That's the layup that time to Zeller. Now a couple subs coming in for Jeff West. Ty Euler is a senior, and Colby Ferrant is a senior. So a couple seniors come in, replacing a couple freshmen, it looks like. Although they didn't quite officially get checked in here at the scores table, so stoppage of play with 2:39 left here at the first. There's been 5 fouls in this game, and all 5 are against the Tigers. Morse goes out now with his 3 fouls. Has it on their own baseline, inbounds to Zeller, out to Lears, and he left his feet when he faked that shot in the corner and called for the travel, hold for the second turnover. Caitlin Turner, Jace Boswell back in for Coach Bouchard. Holton just 8-5, but in the Class 4A rankings, they are in like the top 6 spots of Class 4A on the eastern side of the state.
They're telling Coach Smith to stay in the box.
Really?
I was never told that.
Oh, maybe because the scores table said they couldn't see?
I'm guessing.
Here's a steal by Lears. Joe Smith's a big guy. Reverse layup as Lears hits the deck hard, but he got it to drop. 7 in the quarter for Lears, and now a foul against Holton applying the pressure here. But I feel like this is pretty familiar, Holton having an early lead in the ball game, right?
Exactly correct.
First foul on Holton goes against Mr. Royalty King, Jalen Turner. The 1-3-1, 2-2-1 press by Holton. Tigers able to break it. Galley in the near corner. 3-point shot by Mosier. Good. That's sophomore Hunter Mosier off the bench. Jeff West has made two shots, both behind the three-point line. Jet to three, now a 10-6 ball game. Snyder. The Lears, a wide-open three-point shot. It's short, hit the iron a couple times. Boswell gets on the glass again. The offensive rebound.
I don't know, but he's starting to pile them up.
Lears, nice pass to Boswell. Foul by Euler. That was a strong job by Boswell to go up again, and he'll head to the free throw line here for a couple. Foul number six already against the Tigers. And this personal on Ty Euler is his first. Minute 37 to go here in this first quarter as Boswell sinks the free throw. 4 points for Jace. That's above his season average. He had a season high 10 against Hiawatha on the road earlier this year. Cooper Munson coming in, his first appearance. He's a 6'6 senior, so that'll give the Tigers, yeah, a little bit of size out there. Boswell's second attempt at the line. Dorks. And Euler has the rebound for Jeff West. Barron. Scooted to the near side. Tucker Holthouse. Mosier has it. Under a minute 20 to go here in the opening frame. Holton by five. Collection by Snyder. Gets to it fast. Here comes Snyder up. Two-hand slam. Making it look easy. The hop off the steal as Snyder dunks it in.
You knew that was coming at half court, didn't you?
Ouch. Ty Euler crashing into the scores table here. Pretty good hustle, but it's going to be Holton basketball as that is a turnover against Jeff West. Woke Don McDaniel up, didn't it?
It did. Thank you for shut the clock off.
Turner, Lear, Snyder, Zeller, and Boswell starting five here for Holton at the moment. The basketball back off a fifth Jeff West turnover. Jeff West not switching on the screens either. They had two guys chasing the ball. Carrier, here's a Turner three-point shot, and halfway down and comes back up, and Boswell gets another rebound.
Another.
No free throws this time, I don't think. He was fouled after he brought down the board. Fouled by Cooper Munster.
Actually, we're going to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, that's foul number seven.
You're right.
Well, Jace has at least three offensive rebounds in this game already.
I'm thinking 4 or 5. See, it'd be like he's been everywhere.
1-1 for Bonzi. Good. He'll have the bonus. That's 5 points here in the first quarter for Boswell. Holton up 14-6. They've made 4 of 5 free throws as a team. A couple and ones already tonight. Boswell, no good on the second. Munson clears the glass. Over to Colby Farron and pushes it way up the court. There's a foul by Boswell as Dr. Holthouse fouled. Personal number one, team foul number two, Jace Boswell, just a little late getting there to the ball.
Came with the inside hand. If he comes with the outside hand or offside hand, he's got a shot. Right, Lears with the steal, going to the rim.
Left side layup, making it look easy. Lears now with 9 in the first quarter. 20 seconds remaining. Holton's lead double digits now at 16-6. I just got a call from USC 336. Wonder what that was.
Let me guess.
Five seconds left. Euler. The whole house. Tough shot on the baseline. Rims out. Rebounded by the Cats. And a good first 8 minutes for Holton. The Wildcat boys lead 16-6 over Jeff West at the end of one quarter. We take a 1 minute timeout here on the local Sports Authority 103.9 FM KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Well, I'm with studio engineer Ken Johnson, John Holiday, back with you. We start quarter number two, and it's 16-6. Houlton leading Jeff West. Here's Boswell, Zeller, Turner, and Snyder, starting five for the Cats and Coach Bouchard. Turner, open on a three, drives instead. A little floater missed on the baseline, but he gets his own miss and missed the reverse layup. Rebounded by Munson for the Tigers. Will be Ferrant. Number two, the far side, Hunter Mosier. Stay man-to-man defensively. Seven fouls on Jeff West. Six turnovers on Jeff West. There's an open three by Hunter Mosier. Made one earlier, missed that one. Turner had the rebound, gets it to Boswell. Up ahead to Zeller. Jake wide open, and a layup good with the right side. First points for Jake Zeller. Transition has been good. Rebounding's been good. And now a steal by Boswell. He tipped it to Snyder. He's got a three on two. No look pass. Zeller. Oh, he missed a wide open left side layup, but then hustles to get it back. Flips it to Lears. Lears spins to the left side, and he missed a pretty good look. Everything looks good except the ball going through the hoop.
Two layups and came up empty both times. This is kind of what bit Houlton the last couple, three games. They get off to a great start, and then they can't keep things going. Pretty easy look there. Wow, NBA range.
Yeah, Colby Ferris, the senior from way downtown. The Tigers have 9 points on a trio of three-pointers. It's at 18-9. Holding it up, lead up to 12. There's Boswell. Nice pass, but the shot won't count as Lears fed him there left of the lane, and he's still going to go to the line for one and one. That's foul number eight on Jeff West. It's the first personal on Colby Ferrant. Well, folks around Houlton are a little excited. Apparently, school's been called off for tomorrow. A snow day for USD 336. It doesn't mean anything for you and I, though.
No. It means we have to drive to work in the snow.
Well, back at the line. This is the front end that time. He shot as many free throws tonight as he has all just about. Here come the Tigers from left to right. For Holthouse, in some trouble, finds Connor Reich. And the ball knocked free into the hands of Boswell. Another Jeff West turnover. Out of bounds, but it'll be Houlton basketball here with 5:49 to go till the break. Here's right in front of the Houlton section. Good evening. I guess you would call that words of encouragement.
Absolutely.
The student section probably a little bit happier now that their principal's down there standing beside them telling them they don't have to come back tomorrow.
Probably. All of a sudden, life got fun.
Got a bounce by Jeff West. Houlton will keep the ball here in their half court. Score doubled up at 18-9. Snyder, a three-pointer on the near side. That one is short. Here's fighting for the rebound. Boswell gets it, and it's fouled again. Boswell, another offensive rebound, and another 1-1, or was he in the act that time?
I think he got his bonus. He stops now.
Boswell has made 3 of 6. Free throw short. Boswell is cousins with Jalen Turner. We talked about his first year here with the Holton Wildcats in the winter homecoming royalty. Boswell makes the second one. That is 6 points now for Jace Boswell. By the way, the queen of the winter royalty was Gracie Gallagher. So congratulations to Gracie Gallagher and Jalen Turner. The crowning was supposed to be last Friday, but Gallagher was wrestling and wasn't even going to be here, so they postponed that till this week on Tuesday.
He's going to have a crown without the queen, can you?
I guess not. They had a dance, though, last Friday night. We got out of here in time to avoid that. Thank goodness. 19-9. No substitutions for Jeff West. Galley's back in there. Munson, kick out. Par three in the corner. It's Hunter Mosier for the second time tonight. You hear about a team living and dying by the three, Coach, but that's the only point that Jeff West has tonight is behind the three-point line. They've made 4 of them. They're down 7 at 19-12. Get past Galear to the foul line. The Schrick in the corner. A three, in and out. And Holton's had a few of those here in this first half. To get a shot up as Galley pivoting and then lost the handle as Kobe Black lines up the ball. What was the problem?
They gave Coach Smith a warning for being out of the pitch, out of the box.
Can he come to this white line here?
No, he's got the blue line, 28-foot mark.
Oh, over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more than a couple steps away, but I guess they'd kind of...
They've been talking to him. Yeah. They've been talking to him all game. And, they extended that thing to the baseline, but I got to where I really like watching the game from down to the baseline. I was kind of by myself and hear the gears rattle inside my head.
The violation against Holton. They are caught for a 3 second in the lane, the third turnover for the Wildcats to lead 19-12. Still applying a little full court pressure. Hunter Mosier now into the half court. And he's fouled from behind. Just a third foul on Holton while Jeff West has committed 9. This one on Matt Lears, his first personal. 4:01 to go here in the second stanza. Mosier the inbounder. We got a foul by the official here on the near side of the court. A foul before the ball was inbounded, and that is on Philby Black, who's going to come out as Jace Boswell got a quick breather and is right back in. And see what Philby did, but apparently Coach didn't like it to pull him out like that very quickly after the foul. And now he got another whistle and a foul.
This one's going against Cooper Munson. Boy, he got his money's worth.
I missed it, but that is foul number 3 now on Munson. So Morse has 3, Munson has 3. Devin Watkins has been on the bench for a while with 2 fouls. Total of 10 against Jeff West here in the first 12 minutes of the game. It's ball movement by Holton.
He's looking for the back for the dunk. It'll be a tough order against Cooper Munson. Now you go see him, I think, come back and try to hit it again on the ball reversal.
.30 to go. Ball deflected away from Lears, but Turner able to get it. He attacks and all the way to the cup, lays it in for 2. First points for Jalen Turner. Holton up by 9. And a steal by Tyson Snyder. No look to Zeller. Finishes that time. I got 10 turnovers on Jeff West and a timeout by Coach Joe Smith. Holton now up 9 with 3 minutes 14 seconds left here in the half. It's Holton 23, Jeff West 12. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You work hard for your money, so let your money work for you with our savings accounts.
That's Amy Shoemaker, personal banker at the Farmers State Bank.
Here at the Farmers State Bank, we offer a savings account that allows you to earn a monthly interest while saving your own money. We make it easy to customize your account to make it your own. Call me or stop by the bank for more details.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back with you here in Holton. An 11-point advantage for the Wildcats with just over 3 minutes to go, first half. Jeff West has gone to their bench. Brian Kelly, a junior, is in for the first time. Mr. Mosier hands it to Gage Galley. Jeff West has played 10 guys now here in the first half already. I think they had 14 suited up for varsity. A lot of guys of all classifications. Coach Smith tries to figure out a productive combination or the right recipe. Munson down low, turns around, shoots, and misses. Comes away with the rebound. Should have had to Turner. Starting five out there for Coach Bouchard again.
Now it's timeout. Porter. Coach Bouchard comes with his change of defense. Went to zone. Stymied Jeff West that possession.
Three-pointer by Turner against the Tigers zone after they played man-to-man early. No good. Gage Galley with the rebound. 23-12, Holton leads, under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Brian Kelly in the near corner to Devin Watkins. Senior back out there. Here's Galley driving, trying to lay it up for Munson. Deflected away. Tigers get it back. Now a big collision, and Jake Zeller on the baseline getting set to take the charge. Third personal on Watkins, so the Tigers now have three players with three fouls, and how many charges have you seen Jake Zeller take already this season?
I was going to say, he does a great job of getting in there, getting his feet set, showing numbers. We always talk about showing numbers. Take the collision in the chest. Don't make it a tough call for the official.
Zeller coming off a season-high 17-point game as well Friday night against Chapman. He was hot, hit three threes. Nice no-look. Lears to Snyder, who's fouled. Frustrated he couldn't finish the shot there on the baseline, but Snyder going to get his first free throw attempts of the game, and this foul is against Tucker Holthouse of Jeff West, his first personal. Snyder, a 58% free throw shooter, is short. Colton is right around the 50% mark here as a team this evening. They missed a lot of free throws on Friday, made just enough in the fourth quarter to away from Chapman for the win. Snyder's second attempt. That's one out. Refs haven't been all that kind to the Cats on that end.
No.
And an over back foul call, but not before Turner got to it. Floats it ahead to Lears, who lays it in for two. Just a great hustle play by Holt.
I was going to say, it was a fantastic hustle play of both parties involved. Matt Lears was the recipient. But Jalen gets out, getting a hand on one, gets the steal, and throws it away up the floor for an easy shot for his teammate.
Matt Lears now with a game-high 11 points. Here's Watkins, a tough little fadeaway, missed. Tigers have still made just four shots, and they've all been three-pointers here in the half. Snyder tried to feed Boswell, but he forced that pass. It wasn't a good one. Turnover number four. Now it's steal by Turner, who lays it in. Just way too easy as the Cats go up by 15.
Just took a quick look, stopped in his tracks, expected to come back to him, stepped right in front of him for an easy layup for himself.
Trying to take a charge that time, but instead will pick up the personal as Mosier had to dribble around him in front of the Holton bench. Turner is the first Wildcat to pick up a second foul as he'll take a seat, trick back into the lineup. Just five fouls total on Holton here in the half and only 17 seconds to go. Devin Watkins inbounds to Mosier.
back to Watkins, one-on-one against Zeller. Down to 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Mosier looking. Galley trying to post up. Watkins gets it. Clock down to 3. Tough shot partially blocked at the elbow, and that'll take us to the break. Seemed to be a bit of confusion. The Tigers really didn't have any kind of player.
I was going to say,
to get like, anything set up there at the end of the half.
Looked like throw it to the best player and let him go one-on-one to the rim, but two of them standing out there. Nobody knew who was going where.
Our halftime score is Holton 27 and Jeff West 12. Tigers get 6 points in each of the first two quarters. Holton puts up 16 and then 11, and they have their big lead of the game. It's a 15-point margin. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll return for halftime stats and analysis here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show here in the boys' contest. Holton ahead 27-12 over Jeff West. Wildcats led 10-3 early on in this one, up 16-6 at the end of a quarter, and a big lead of 15 points here at halftime. Jeff West with 12 turnovers. They also had 11 fouls, including 12 fouls and three different guys with three personals each. So this was a half that Holton just seemed to take advantage of a team in Jeff West with a new coach and a lot of new players and a lot of different guys that Tigers just tried to figure a lot of things out. They just announced the no school, as if some of the kids here in Holton High School hadn't already heard that. And I think that's going to be the case for a lot of the area tomorrow. You could go to our website, nscnews.net, and follow along with the latest list of closings and cancellations. Here's something kind of interesting tonight. Not to get away from our first half stats, we'll do that in a bit. But the Atchison High boys were playing tonight in a game, and apparently a huge brawl broke out in the end of the third quarter, and they just called the game.
Wow.
So, not for sure which KCA school they were playing over there, but that's a little bit of news. Here's something that we did finalize, that we did talk about a little bit earlier, and that was we were following the Hiawatha Nemaha Central girls score tonight because Jeff West was trying to pull even atop the league standings. Jeff West won tonight over Holton 47-22 in the girls game, and they are now tied atop the league standings with Hiawatha, who they play on Friday night in the roundhouse, because Nemaha Central girls beat Hiawatha tonight. That final score was 44-41. So the Nemaha Central girls may be still a part of that picture as well, but it's now Jeff West and Hiawatha tied with an 8-2 record atop the Big Seven Ladies Girls standings. Got any thoughts on all that before we jump into the boys' half
set? Well, I mean, you know, not too long ago we had Shawnee Heights had an altercation after the game.
Yeah.
In the Kansas City area. Obviously, there's no place for that sports. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs that, you know, society's come to that, and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we're going to have to get a handle on it. We're gonna quit having sports because we're not going to be able to find officials and with everything that goes with it. But fortunately, in this area, you know, we have a great group of coaches, great officials. The fans, as a general rule, are very knowledgeable and cheer loudly for their teams most of the time. And we are spoiled, obviously, in especially in the Big Seven. You talked earlier about the coaches in the Big Seven on the girls' side, and it's just a great league. You just don't hear about any problems within this area as we got going on, but unfortunately, Braxton, whoever they're playing, that's going to leave a black eye on their community, and hopefully we don't have to ever deal with that around this neck of the woods.
No doubt. Get to the first half statistics here in the guys' contest. Holton, again, is leading Jeff West by 15. The Tigers did not shoot any free throws. They had 12 turnovers, 12 fouls, and 12 points. How about that? 12 points, 12 turnovers, 12 fouls, and of their 12 points, they got 4 3-point baskets. Couple of them for Hunter Mosier, one for Gage Galley, and one for Colby Ferrett, who has 3 points as well here at the break. For Holton, did a great job on the glass. They only made 5 of 11 free throws, and Holton did not make a 3-point shot. Turnovers, Wildcats had 4 of those, and fouls, they ended up with 6. Holton scoring led by Matt Lears. 9 of his 11 came in the first quarter. So 11 for Lears. Jace Boswell had a great half. He might be close to 10 rebounds already. He had 6 points. While Jalen Turner and Jake Zeller both added 4 points. And Tyson Snyder had the other 2. Those came on a transition dunk. So no threes. Under 50% at the line. But that's being a little picky, I guess. Probably about the only things that didn't go the Wildcats' way.
Well, it's nice for going to that locker room and be picky. I mean, that's you nitpicking and you tell them that. So yeah, we can do things better. You know, we're not perfect, but you know, I think you got to be pleased as a Holton fan that we've probably 16 minutes of pretty good basketball. They kind of had the trend the last few games of get early start and let a team back in it and make it competitive. And if you coach Bouchard, I'm sure you're trying to guard against that, and you're going to tell them in that locker room, hey, you got to get out and get going, put the foot down on the gas early, and let's get this sports car revved up and get it up and down the floor a little bit, and don't let them back in the ball game.
Yeah, it was 19-12 there fairly early in the second quarter, and it was a 7-point game, and then Holton scores the final 8 points of the half as the Wildcats have their biggest lead here, 27-12, Holton ahead of Jeff West in our boys game at the break. Again, the first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Contact Jacob Yingst and his team for local experienced professionals that will help you with your tax return as well as preparation and other advice throughout the entire year. It's NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. It's our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors Tires, located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. One more timeout here on the halftime show, as we'll be back for third quarter action after this break on the Holton channel, streaming with live video as well as the audio worldwide at mscsports.net and here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNCA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half underway. Tigers with the basketball, but a missed three-point shot by Gage Galley. Tigers getting all their points via the three-point bucket in the first half, and now Holton in transition. It's Tyson Snyder ahead of the pack with his second bucket. Holton leads 29-12 over Jeff West. Connor Reich, freshman. Devin Watkins, the lone senior. Caleb Morse, a sophomore. Also Tucker Holthouse, a freshman, out there for Jeff West to start this second half. Those are the same starters that Coach Joe Smith used on the opening tip as well. Jeff West has three players with three fouls each: Devin Watkins, Caleb Morse, and Cooper Munson. Holton's got Turner, Zeller, Snyder, Boswell, and Lears. Only player with two fouls for the Cats is Jalen Turner. Holton by 17, a wide open three. Snyder, no good. Rebound, Chase Boswell. He is dominating the glass, but lost the handle after getting the rebound that time. And here come the Tigers right to left in the road blacks. Boswell having a killer game on the glass. Here's a bank shot good. First two-pointer as Caleb Morse turns and scores for Jeff West. Luke John Holliday with you, our studio engineer, Chance Link.
How long has it been since you've seen a team that couldn't score inside the paint? It took them a half to do it.
It's been a while. Lears turns away from the defense, drives and kicks. Holton has still not made a three-point shot. Turner drives and scores. Jalen now with 6 points in the contest.
Don't need to make threes if you can shoot layups all day.
This is correct. Lears, good defense, another steal. Lears passes it ahead to Snyder. Again to the basket, strong. Ouch! Oh, man. Ouch. I was worried that he came down on the back of his head there whenever he went down hard. Tyson Snyder fouled by Caleb Morse. That's going to be foul number 4 on the Jeff West sophomore. Wiry. I think he's okay.
I was going to say, if that had been you or I, we'd still be laying there. I would have got up. Of course, I would have got that hot.
Wouldn't have been as far to fall.
No.
Well, Snyder made the free throw. Like, he's all good. Munson in, and Brian Kelly also in for Jeff West. Holton extending their largest lead of the game. Little run of 5-2 to begin this second half, and it's out of bounds. Filler touched it last. So Snyder gets 1-2. He has 5 points. Only one player in double digits so far. That's Matt Lears of Holton, who has 11. Holthouse gets Holton's man-to-man. Now Watkins against Zeller. Holthouse comes back to get it into the paint and strip it a foul before Holton had the ball going the other way. Foul against Holton's Jake Zeller, his first personal. Ashton Trick in for the Cats. Turner will go out. Big game for Holton at Sabetha coming up on Friday night. Kind of got beat up pretty good at home against Sabetha here in December. A lot of good teams in the Big Seven. Royal Valley still undefeated and ranked number one in the state. Holton will be at their place next Tuesday, a week from tonight. Turnaround jumper, Holthouse off the back lip, no good. Lears corrals the board. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Ashton Trick wide open. He'll pass it up to Zeller in the corner for a three. Holton still hasn't made one, and then a foul on Jace Boswell. That is his second. So not much of a chance for the Groundhog to see a shadow with a few inches of snow.
That's
on the ground
thing,
tomorrow.
Right?
Is that how
That's
that
a good thing, right? We, I mean, March 1, we've got sunshine and 60 degrees. And
I want that in writing. There's a steal. Holt passes it ahead to Snyder, and he got just a little too quick that time.
Happy feet.
Took a couple steps before he was able to get the ball on the floor, so back-to-back turnovers. But just six on Holton, and 14 turnovers now against Jeff West. Just to finish our story about Atchison and the brawl that broke out during their basketball game tonight, which suspended the game, and it did not finish. It was Atchison against Casey Harmon. In that game that did not finish because of a brawl that broke out. Here's a hit by Snyder and a good Holton defensive stand again. A takeaway, then a foul as ears get pushed by Tucker Holthouse. That'll be his second personal. Kobe Black, Jalen Turner coming back in for the Cats. Snyder out for a rest as well as Boswell.
Probably well deserved for those two. They've been playing hard. Especially Jace, boy, he's just kind of been a man in the paint tonight.
I'd like to see him get about four more points because I know he's got the rebounding double-double already locked up so he can get the points. Now Zeller, a little reach in foul after Colby Ferrett had secured the board. And I mean, these last couple fouls for Holton, in a way, look a little bit silly. You know, things have gone the Wildcats' way, so I think they're playing with confidence. But in a tight game, those kind of silly fouls, yeah. I guess, can be...
You hate to pick up a foul that far away from the rim.
When the other team clearly had
exactly.
sole possession of the ball.
Exactly.
You know?
Both, it wasn't a 50-50 ball, and they got caught.
But I feel like part of that's because just things are totally going Holton's way tonight. Do you feel like maybe you can get away with a little bit more?
Yeah,
right?
That's, you know, it's also a habit you don't want to start, you know.
Right.
Reach fouls are always come back to haunt you.
At the midway point here, the third quarter. Holton now ahead 32-14. Then they call Lears for a travel as he fakes the three-pointer off the pass from Turner. Three turnovers now against Holton here in this third quarter. Coach Bouchard looking a little bit more comfortable, though, than he did Friday night against Chapman. He was not the happiest of guys that night. Here's a missed three-pointer by Brian Kelly, loose ball on the deck. Lears pulls away with it. We got multiple players still down.
Gotta have numbers.
Good job spreading the floor as he brings it up. Now a nice pass. Trick to Kobe.
Check
Black.
Him out.
Wide open. The dime for Trick and Kobe Black is into the scorebook with his first two. Somebody lost their man.
Boy, Ashton did a great job. I mean, I didn't see it open till late, but Ashton immediately saw that and zinged it. Kobe for an easy bucket.
Holton man-to-man defensively still, and now they lead by 20. And the opposite of the girls game, Jeff West by 20. A lot of that game earlier tonight ended up winning by 25 over the Holton girls. The Holton boys having their way with under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. A long three guarded. Mosier hit it anyway. He's got three threes. And the Tigers have scored 15 of their 17 points from behind the half moon. Lears drives, kicks, Turner open. Three-pointer, still no good. Kobe with the rebound. He's wrestled to the ground, keeps control of the ball. We're going to get a foul against Jeff West.
I feel like Kobe and Jace especially, but Holton's just been really strong with the basketball all night. Offense, defense, on the boards especially. There's no question. Tough. You know, I think I started with Jace Boswell immediately. Yeah. Or in the game. Ripped down off the rebound, right back up with some power. Kobe's capable of that as well. Ooh, alley-oop to Turner. And not a good pass from Lears that time as it hit the glass, which is unlike him. Usually he throws that thing on the spot. Set it up for Jalen that time. Now a blocked shot by Jalen. Oh, gets shoved down. Had a two-handed shiver with the forearm there in the back. No foul called, and Holton will set it up here offensively. Like this one started to get a little chippy and a little, I don't know what the word is. As Lears misses a three-point shot. Physical, is that the word, yeah, I guess? Yeah, I mean, a lot of times in a 20-point ball game, officials have a tendency to let a little more play. Started step back two, missed. Rebound fought for, and a foul will be called off the miss by Hunter Mosier. This is Jalen Turner, and that's going to be his third. So Turner's got three fouls, but Jeff West now has Devin Watkins with four, Caleb Morris with four, Cooper Munson with three. Turner will go to the bench. Holton has four fouls this half. Three fouls on Jeff West. Score doubled up right now at 34-17. Off end to Brian Kelly, and now protecting it with five fingers on his left hand. Calling the play here is Hunter Mosier. Ty Euler's checked back in for the Tigers. Colby Tarrant. A few seniors out there right now. This is an offensive foul against Colby Tarrant and Jeff West. Second personal on Ferent. Ben Schmidt just looking at the official as if he doesn't agree. I can't argue one way or the other. I saw nothing. I see nothing. I know nothing. I hear nothing. Selection by Euler up top. A trick gets it. Finds Lears into the paint. Left the shot short on the front iron. And Zeller, great hustle play to keep the ball alive for Holton here on their offensive end. One thing Connor and Bouchard's teams have always done since the day he showed up. I mean, you can tell that heart, that hustle, that effort, man, it never sways from 100% most of the time. And we got an over-the-back foul against Holton after another missed three-point shot. This foul against Jace Boswell, that's his third. Still 34-17, but we're under a minute left here in the third quarter. Where Holton needs to maintain their composure and keep doing things right. Had a nice 20-point lead. It's kind of up empty the last two or three possessions. Zeller knocks it out of bounds. Tigers will have it here with 42 seconds left. Wanted to mention, you know, Reese Holiday, we haven't talked about in the last couple of games on the Holton channel, but Reese Holiday, a Holton senior, missing all of his football and basketball season, unfortunately, with an injury. Great athlete. He signed a letter this week. There's a three by number three. Colby Ferrant hits the triple for Jeff West. Back to a 14-point game here. Holton may hold it for the last shot of this quarter, but Reese Holiday and also Holton Tri-Bowl participant Andrew Williams, a lineman, both signed to play football with Baker this year. Like Holton's had a lot of success sending guys down to play football at Baker. Cannon Karn worked his way into the starting lineup. Had a great freshman season on the gridiron as Lears ended the lane. Maybe some contact, but he lost the handle. The ball went out of bounds. No foul, and the Tigers will now have it. A little bit out of control. They didn't bail him out. 5 seconds for Jeff West to get off a shot. Loose ball between Trick's legs. Boswell picks it up. 1 second left, and bank shot no good at the buzzer. So we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and get Coach Holiday's thoughts. Talk a little bit more about those signings as Holton leads 34-20 over Jeff West. Heading to the fourth quarter, this is a full 1 minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holiday. Also, special thanks to Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy running the video on the Holton Channel broadcast tonight. Wildcat basketball outscored by Jeff West in that third quarter, 8-7. Holton only up 14 at 34-20 after building the lead up to 20 at one point. Here's a Lears long two, no good. Zeller put back and a foul as Holton continues to dominate on the glass. More second chance points here from Jay-Z. Zeller with 6 points and a free throw pending, and that is foul number one on Hunter Mosier. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece. That was a little under 50% this year at the free throw line. And that one is no good. Snyder trying to keep it alive at the claim for the foul around Gage Galley. Snyder picks up his first person. Jeff West will be in the bonus the rest of the game. I mentioned there before the break at the end of the third quarter, Coach, but Reese Holiday, what a great kid. We talked about him, unfortunately, missing his senior year, but it's been a part of the team, the coaching staff, if you will, and still stayed really active, and good to see him get a scholarship, and Andrew Williams, Holton lineman and tri-bowl participant this coming summer, going down to Baker, so pretty good fit for those guys. Holton found a lot of success with folks going to Baker, I think.
You know, small college in the state of Kansas, I don't care what sport it is, nice inbounds play. Jake would have missed. But, you know, it's a lot of good athletics. The NAIA level, the NCAA Division II level, there's a lot of opportunities for kids to go play ball, run track, whatever they want to do if they choose to do so. And, you know, especially for Reese, it's really great to see him at least have an opportunity to prolong his athletic career. At least now it's going to be on his terms and not the fate of a freak injury at practice. So it's great to see. You know, love to see the kids go on and have that opportunity. You talk about Cannon Carn, great year at Baker this year. And hopefully these kids can step on the floor or on the field, do some things for them as well.
Be a 1-1 here as Holton is going to the line in the bonus situation now. A foul on Hunter Mosier of Jeff West. That's his third, team foul number 7. Tyson Snyder 1-for-4 tonight at the line. He'll try to get on track with this front end. And he misses it off to the right side again, rebounded by Gage Galley. Still under 50% from the foul line again tonight, but leading it by 16. 3-point shot missed that time by Tucker Holthaus. Oh, man! Matt Lears just made a 3/4 length of the court shot. He swished it in. I think he chucked it as he was getting fouled, but they said it was after the foul. He was wanting an and one for a chance for the 4-point play. You see that?
I saw the end result. I didn't actually see it go through. I was watching the reaction of the kid. But, he won that NBA continuation rule.
Yeah. That was a heck of a heave, and it was nothing but net. Lears gets his front end 1-1. He'll get the bonus free throw. Still the only player in double digits in this game. Matt Lears has 12 points. By the way, Hunter Mosier just got his fourth, so Jeff West now has 4 guys with 4 personal fouls.
And Lears makes them both. That's the guy that Coach Bouchard would like to see to the line a little bit more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Said he's the best free throw shooter, and he gave him the line, hit some, get their shooting percentage up.
Yeah, Lears is almost 70% this season at the charity stripe. Jalen Turner still at 60%. I mean, you know, Tyson Snyder at 58%. You know, Kobe Black, 56%. They got guys that can shoot free throws, just haven't been hitting as many lately or the right guys going to the line. Here's an offensive rebound and a putback for Gage Cowley of Jeff West. 38-22, Wildcats, just over 6 minutes remaining here in this game.
After Matt Lears hit that long three-point shot that didn't count, somebody in the stands yelled, the student section, that's our quarterback. And I said, how would they know? Holt never throws that far. So
nice,
be nice move.
Nice strong take. And the finish by Kobe Black. That's his second field goal of the contest. If he can do that consistently, that's another weapon you add to the arsenal. Looked really strong there. There's a baseline jumper. Good from 15. Devin Watkins is into the scorebook for Jeff West with a shot. 5.5 minutes remaining. 40-24, Holton leading. They've led throughout this one, up 16-6 at the end of a quarter. So give and go back to Kobe. Go up strong. Two guys on him. Kobe pumps it in anyway. And back-to-back buckets for Black. And now a steal by Matthew Lears. Holton's got a 3-on-2. Threads a needle, but Boswell couldn't quite hang on to that lengthy bounce pass from Lears.
Got the needle thread, just didn't have enough air in it to bounce it high enough so that Jace could grab it and lay it in.
.506 remaining now in the contest. And the Holton student section is starting to chant for some of the bench, I think, to see a little varsity action here tonight. There's a nice move. Shot banked in. Freshman Connor Reich with his first 2 points.
Probably finally showed something that his coach has seen in it, which got him to start tonight.
Lears, nice no-look. Boswell, foul. Jace heading back to the line. Still needing 4 points to register a double-double this evening. Holt's got a couple guys set to come back in. I feel like Holt's up by more than 16. They really haven't put Jeff West away completely yet. As Boswell misses the first of two. Trick back on the floor for the Cats. Boswell with 6 points. Next free throw, good. Well, Jace got that one. He now has 7 points. He shot 10 free throws tonight and made 5 of 10.
Even I can do those math skills. 50%?
I don't know if I can make 5 of 10 free throws, but, yeah, I can do the math. Kick out Devin Watkins. Tigers with the ball. Down by 17. Frank, the freshman. Turner went for the steal and miss. Leaves Watkins open. A 15-footer that's short. Tigers can't quite save it in. Good hustle, but stepping out of bounds was Tucker Holthouse, the freshman. We'll go under 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Trick back to Matt Lears. Al Zeller sets the screen. Toby Black pops up top, gets it to Turner. Good movement here by Holton. Boy, nobody's standing around. The ball's moving as well, and to the basket goes Lears, drawing the foul. He'll shoot two more free throws. You know, we talk about the ball movement and not sticking, but, you know, that's another big part of the game, and I know Coach Bouchard constantly preaches that. In fact, at times he'll send him into a flex offense and make them all just keep moving and keep passing, but the job, I felt like that time you had jerseys constantly moving for Holton.
They did, and you know, point is, ball didn't stick, the people didn't stick, and eventually you end up with a layup with Matt Lears going to free throw line.
Missed the first and the second, and the rebound, and it'll be a little reach-in foul after Gage Galley has secured the board. That's foul number 7
on Holton here in the second half. Personal on Kobe Black, but a one-and-one opportunity for the Tigers. It'll be Galley, who has one of 6 3-point shots made by the Tigers tonight. That's 18 of their 26 points. Is this our first free throw? That is. This is. Coach hadn't realized that. First free throw of the night, and it's good on the front end, 1-1 there by Gage Galley.
Well, if you're not getting to the rim, which Jeff West didn't.
Now, Holton shot 21 free throws so far. That's the first for Jeff West. They get a vote. Is that 7 points now for Galley? Correct? I
believe you are.
All right. The timeout called here with 3:42 left to go. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngift.net. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Wyman. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Wow. Good morning updates to pass along. This one kind of a surprise. The Riverside girls tonight beat Sabetha 37-31. The Sabetha girls got just 13 points in a game last Friday night against Silver Lake. They lose to Riverside tonight on the road 37-31. The Royal Valley girls beat Perry Lecompton tonight, 67-28. Royal Valley boys made it a sweep. They are defeated, 59-36, Royal Valley boys over Perry Lecompton. Here it's 43-28. The Holton boys leading Jeff West. Selfish passing. Holton still has not made a three-point shot in this game. Over a dozen attempts. He's attacking the basket. Turner missed it. Black with the rebound. Kicks it out to Snyder. Here's combo to Kobe Black. Missed that one, but Zeller rebound. Gets it to roll through and draws the foul. Pretty good chance, I guess, if you get three or four opportunities. Eventually, probably some points to show for it, huh?
Well, what great patience, great unselfishness, great effort. When you get that many off the board, you're exactly right. The odds start going up that you're going to score in that possession. Your junior possession isn't very good, but your points per possession increase.
Off of season high 17 Friday against Chapman. Zeller rattles in the free throw. That gives him a 9-point night. Big Zeller, second with his 9 points behind Matt Lears with 13. Pretty good balance for Holton. Maybe the stats that Coach Bouchard will be most proud of tonight. We'll see how it ends up. Allowing just 28 points is going to give you a chance against anybody.
Yeah, no question. Right now, the official will send a message, you know, don't reach. Holton hadn't figured that out yet.
Missed 1-1. The follow, no good. Zeller rebound. It's to 2 Lears. We're down to 2:45 to go. All tipped out of bounds over to some youngsters there on the front row. Ashton Strick's little brother getting involved. Kalen Turner making sure Kai Strick's okay over there. Those kids can stay out a little later tonight. No school tomorrow. Here's up the court for Holton to Turner on the right side. Down the perimeter from Black to Snyder. Kobe sets the screen. Holton by 18. Turner. And a charge call. That's going to be foul number 4 on Jalen Turner. Probably a call that could have gone either way, but Phyllis Turner took the brunt of the contact and probably just tried to force maybe a drive that didn't look like there was a whole lot there.
Quite there. You're not going to get that. You know, you might get that call be a close game, but usually in a 20-point game, the Pistons are going to go the other way with it.
46-28, Fulton leads Jeff West. Just Reich, the freshman, out to Watkins, the Tigers senior. Here's nearly with the steal. It'll stay with the Tigers as he goes out of bounds with 2 minutes and 4 seconds left. And Jeff West at Hiawatha Friday night. Non-league game against Tonga. That will be easy. Tonganoxie still a top-10 ranked team in Class 4A. Here's Reich, a three. And stops it further in. Snyder rebounds. Sears is into the front court. Takes it all the way, and he missed the layup. And it's 45 to go. Shot by Watkins. Pushed in on a three-point basket. Watkins has five all here in the fourth quarter. Holton's going to start clearing the bench. Oh, all of a sudden, the student section is set down. But now they're back on their feet as Andrew Williams comes to the scorer's table. Dancing Andy. Snyder drives, missed it, out of bounds. The hit Snyder as it went out of bounds. So there is Andrew Williams, the senior for the Cats. We mentioned him earlier, signing this week, as well as Reese Holiday to go down and play football at Baker next year.
I think he's done a great job of recruiting. Big Seven. We got a lot of kids in the Big Seven. Went down there and having good careers.
Yeah, kids from Sabetha, Nemaha, I mean, throughout the area. I think Perry may have a guy or two there now. Free throws coming here for Connor Reich, who has 2 points for Jeff West in this contest. Start again tonight as a freshman. Missed it. Actually, coming off that 10-point loss to Perry LeConte last week, thought maybe things were kind of going back in the right direction, but been a struggle tonight. Not a whole lot of positives, I don't think, for Jeff West to take out of this game. The Reich misses both free throws, and Snyder has the rebound for Holton. Rick. Clears, and he's called for the travel. Had some turnovers on Holton tonight. Lear's frustrated by a few that he's had.
He did, Joe. I think he shuffled his feet. He don't think so.
Like his night's over. Was the bring Ashton Trick back in. There's a lob, a shot, up and an air ball missed by Caleb Moores. And then a foul after Ashton Trick has secured the board. 48 seconds remaining. That's five fouls on Caleb Moores. You know, not too bad, Coach, considering he had three in the first 3 minutes of this game.
Went a long time. Went a long time with
Yeah, I mean, as many guys as they've had in foul trouble. First one to foul out here in the final minute. It puts Jake Zeller on the free throw line for a couple. He's one of two tonight. Zeller looking for double digits, and there it is. 10 points now for Jake Zeller. He's going to go play college football next year at Washburn University. Second year in a row, pretty good senior class of guys graduating here for Holton. Zeller knocks in another, and that's point number 11. The point shot good in the left corner for Hunter Mosier. He's at four threes tonight to get his 12 points. Snyder looking in, side for Williams, lobs it to him. Andrew Power dribbles on the baseline. Now in the lane, nice catch, and Zeller missed the layup. Under 20 seconds to go. Holton by 14. Three-point shot on the right side, missed by Mosier. Rebound Williams, final 2 seconds here. Andrew lifts one fly, no good, and Holton wins it by a final score of 48-34. Post-game, player to bank on, final stats, all that. We'll wrap it up after this timeout here on the Holton Channel and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you here in Holton. Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy on the Holton Channel video production tonight. It's a split. A couple kind of lopsided games, but maybe what most fans probably expected as the Jeff West girls win it 47-22, and Holton boys win the nightcap 48-34. Holton boys ahead 16-6 after one quarter, led by 15 at halftime, and both teams score 14 points in the final quarter. So, you know, Holton still hasn't gone out really and beaten anybody by 20-25 points. You never felt like they were jeopardy of losing this game, and Jeff West really never even got back in it. But, you know, the second half, Jeff West actually won the second half. They outscored Holton 22-21 in the second half. So something that Coach Bouchard, I'm sure, will continue to work with as these games are about to get a little bit tougher for the Wildcats especially.
Well, you'd love to see your team come out and have some killer instinct and put a team away and make it easy and let you play some kids, especially, you know, a game like this. And I agree wholeheartedly with you. This game was never in doubt from the first quarter on, and, you know, Jeff West never really challenged. Holton never crawled back in the contest, but, you know, part of that was due to Holton. But, you know, Holton missed a lot of laps. You know, there are a lot of bunnies they missed. Had a few struggles with the line early, but, you know, still found a way to score 48 points when you probably didn't shoot the ball as good as you did. And, again, no three-pointers tonight. So, see, it's probably played as good a first half. We've seen them play in quite a while as far as putting a hole. You know, that 16 minutes was pretty good basketball. And they just didn't come out in the second half and put Jeff West away. Just kind of played playground ball, got up and down, let everybody get some shots off. And Jeff West, pretty good shooting team from the three-point line.
They made 8 3-point baskets tonight. That accounted for 24 of their 34 points. But unfortunately for them, not a lot else went right besides those three-point shots. A lot of foul trouble tonight. Holton ended up making 12 of 24 free throws, so they did get to 50%. Jeff West just 2 of 2. From the line. So Holton, obviously the aggressive team, and Jeff West battled some foul trouble all night, also struggled with 18 turnovers, did the Tigers here in this contest as they remain winless at 0-12 on the season. And for Holton, I mean, pretty good balance. Boy, nobody really jumped off the chart. Nobody had more than 13 points in this game for Holton offensively, but they had a lot of different contributors. As let's go ahead and talk about our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on here this
think we had several choices, but you know, my money goes to the guy that got us off to a great start. We talked about him earlier in the year, wanted to see him play with some power, go right back up, and had 5 points in the first quarter. Kind of got the ball rolling for Holton, and that goes to Jace Boswell, and he played the whole, you know, we obviously got over 10 rebounds. Don't have his final close before. He was a man on the glass, cleaned it up, was he 5 of 10, I think, from the free throw line. Got the line a lot, just couldn't cash in more than 50%. But, you know, just something that Holton's been needing is that post presence. And I think, you know, people played off of him. Kobe Black came in and played a solid ball game. You know, got the ball in the paint touches, got some scores that way. You know, the normal cast of characters did their job, but boy, it's sure nice to see Jace Boswell come to play tonight and really get this team off to a great start.
You bet. He had an and one early. 5 of his points came in the first quarter as Holton jumped out to that 16-6 lead. So Jace Boswell, we had at least 12, 13 rebounds or so tonight. Our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Here's the scoring totals for Holton. As Matt Lears led the way with 13, Jake Zeller scored 11. Then it was Jace Boswell with his 7. Jalen Turner and Kobe Black both had 6. Tyson Snyder ended up with 5. Holton now 9 wins against 5 losses, and they're 5-3 in the Big 7 League. The Wildcats will be at Sabetha on Friday night. Jeff West led by Hunter Mosier with 12 points. Those were on 4 3-point baskets. Colby Ferret hit 2 threes to get 6 points. Gage Galley had 7 points. Devin Watkins scored 5 and 2 each for Connor Reich and Caleb Morris. I said Jeff West was 2 for 2 at the line, but they were 2 for 4. Reich missed a couple late there in the fourth quarter. The Tigers will be at Hiawatha coming up on Friday. Well, we might get in Coach Connor Bouchard's doghouse if we talk to a negative about, you know, winning a game by 14 points when you didn't make it 3 and you only shot 50% free throws. I mean, you still go out and win by 14. I'm sure Holton will take it as they and Jeff West both move on to Friday night, and probably won't get any practice time in the gym tomorrow.
Doesn't sound like the gym's going to be open tomorrow, which this time of year just, you know, to me killed me as a coach. Because that's, you sure need some time to take a game like tonight, go back and look at some things, work on some issues you thought you had, and try to make your team better. Because it don't get any easier. You're going to come out, you're going to see a tough game Friday night, and you know you're going to have the Murderers Row coming down the pike with all the great teams that we have in the Big 7, and it's got to come ready to play. And you know, I think for the most part this team did tonight. They came out, established the first half, held on the second half for an easy W.
Again, the finals tonight, the Jeff West girls win it 47-22 with the Nemaw Central girls beating Hiawatha. Jeff West girls now tied with Hiawatha atop the Big 7 League standings. The Holton boys win it in the nightcap 48-34. Thanks to Eli Hullauer, Cameron Mulroy on the Holton Channel production tonight. Our studio engineer, Chance Link, will be back Friday night with more basketball, plus the local high school basketball scoreboard show. And for all these scores from tonight, don't forget to check and follow along with our always free website. That's mscsports.net. For the Coach John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.